the love of God, love of family and friends, and the love of your life are the things to hold dear. Love is a theme today on Homecoming Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome. It's Gaither's Homecoming Radio on the air. And to you, our friends around the world, thanks for stopping by, checking in. What's sure to be an outstanding hour. I'm Daniel Britt, along with a great cast of characters ready to get things started, like Kevin Williams.
Right, I'm here. All right.
There's Gordon Moat.
Come on.
Ken Davis.
Ooh, yeah.
Sitting around this table. Lauren Talley.
Hello, everyone.
Gene McDonald.
Hello, folks.
Tori Taft, the soft feminine side of the program.
Yeah, so nice to hear.
And Bill Gaither, where today we've gathered to preview some timeless songs of love and that special vocal man harmony that's like none other.
You know, we've had this idea for some time. We sing to wonderful crowds every night across the country. Why not sing to our wives? Mm-hmm. And why not sing to them and express the deep feelings that we have? We thought this would be just an easy thing just to come together and do. And after we did it, they all said the same thing. Man, just look at your wife and say, you are so beautiful to me. You're all that I've ever thought of, whatever those lyrics are. You know, it was a wonderful, wonderful experience.
You are so
innocent love songs for cynical times here at Homecoming Radio with Bill Gaither.
You know, Gloria came up with that subtitle, Innocent Love Songs for Cynical. One prayer I've had as I grow old is, God, save me from becoming a cynic.
Yeah.
You know, and you can call me anything you want to call me as far as, you know, believing in La La Land and whatever, but I don't want to become a cynic. Mm-hmm. And the reason I love these songs, first time I heard You Are So Beautiful to Me, I went, that is the best gospel song I've ever heard.
Oh, man, yeah.
Don't you love the way that God looks at us? Doesn't he look?
Yeah.
We're all beautiful in his eyes. Mm. You know? That song, I think we counted it, has only 17 words.
That's right.
The most powerful song I've ever heard.
In You Are So Beautiful, there's one line that goes by so fast. And I think about my wife, Kathy, every time I hear that, he says, "You are so beautiful to me. Can't you see?" And that "can't you see" line, I've told her, "Baby, you don't see how beautiful you are, you know."
Yeah.
And I wish the world could see her like I see her. But that little line is so important in that song, I think. And if you're a husband out there, tell your wife, "You are so beautiful. Can't you see it? I see it."
Yeah, yeah, that's really good.
That's good.
Daniel, Russ and I have been married 46 years, which I can barely say with a straight face. And he is known in our family for writing these long, rambling texts. We call him Random Russ. Out of apropos of nothing, I'll look down and there'll be about 3 feet of text. And he's expounding on something. It's usually his family. It's usually his girls. We are on a, we have a family text line. And we laugh about it. But the fact that 46 years later, he can express so clearly and so voluminously his feelings. And that's being able to say that, being able to express that. And literally, as we were sitting here, I just got a text from him about an hour ago that said, apropos of nothing, Random Russ said, "I've always thought you were the most beautiful woman in the room, and I still do." Now, come on.
Yeah. We have a winner.
That's good. That's good.
He's wanting you to cook dinner tonight.
That's exactly what that is. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
It is very interesting when it comes to you, Gordon, because we've talked about this before. Anybody who has not seen Gordon and Kimberly in person, Kimberly is a beautiful, beautiful lady. How in the world did you find her, Gordon?
I had a seeing eye dog who was a young lady. And she loved dogs, fortunately for me. No, we met at Belmont University, and I tell people all the time, for me, it was love at first sound. But we did. We met at Belmont, and she was singing in an ensemble that I was singing in called Image. And I want to try and keep the story short. We were at Cracker Barrel about to go to a retreat, and I heard her talking to some of her girlfriends about her goals in life. And then she said, "You know, it'd be cool if I could be a singer." She's an amazing singer.
Yeah.
Said, "It'd be cool if I could be a singer, but what I want to be more than anything is a godly wife and a godly mother." Mm. And I thought, oh my gosh, I think I'm in love with this girl. And she had the most beautiful speaking voice. Well, fast forward a few more years. We'd been married about 10 years or so. And my friends, so many of them would come up to me, and even people I didn't know that knew Kimberly, and they would say, "Your wife is so beautiful. She's gorgeous inside and out. She looks so gorgeous. I wish you could see her." Mm-hmm. And so that made me want to write this song we're going to hear that I've been singing for a long time. Of all the songs I've written, this is probably my favorite because it's my favorite subject, Kimberly. But this is from my heart. It's called "If They Could See You Through My Eyes."
Oh, wow.
Everyone tells me how beautiful you are, and what a lucky man I am. And though they all can see the way you look at me, they don't see it like I can. If they could see you through my tell so much, and though I'll never never see the way you look at me. I know I'm the lucky one. If they could see you through night, when I hold you close, I can feel how bright you shine. If they could see they could see you through my eyes.
Gordon Moat on this Valentine's Day edition of Homecoming Radio. Well, God's obviously the author of love, and although, Bill, I think you'd say these songs aren't, you know, known as gospel songs, but there's gospel all in it.
You know, Gloria and I have done this from the beginning with songs like We Had This Moment to Hold in Their Hands, mm-hmm. songs like The Autumn's Coming On. I can remember when we first wrote the lyric, Gentle Touch and a Good Cup of Coffee. Yeah. Somebody says, well, what does God have to do with a good cup of coffee? And I said, a whole lot.
Everything.
A whole lot, you know.
Have you ever had coffee?
Kevin's raising his coffee cup yes. over there.
So what better way to start out this program about real love than this wonderful song?
Longer than there have been fishes in the ocean, higher than any bird ever flew, longer than there've been stars up in the heavens, I've been in love with you. Stronger than any mountain cathedral, truer than any tree ever grew, deeper than any forest primeval, I am in love with you. I'll bring fire in the winters, you'll send showers in the spring, we'll fly through the falls and summers with love on our wings. Through the years, as the fire starts to mellow, burning lines in the book of our lives, though the binding cracks and the pages start to yellow, I'll be in love. In the ocean, higher than any any bird ever flew longer than there have been stars up in the heavens. I've been in love with you. I am in love with you.
Gaither Vocal Band on this special love edition of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
Them near while they're here. Don't wait for tomorrow to look back and wish for this day.
We have this moment to hold in our hands and to touch as it slips through our fingers like sand. Yesterday's gone, and tomorrow may never come, but we have this moment today.
Sing that last line again.
We have this moment today.
We all have this moment today.
Back at this special edition of Homecoming Radio, here's Ken Davis.
You know, my struggles was this. I didn't realize it until way into my career, is that someone would call, I'd go, someone else was taking care of everything that I did.
Yeah.
They'd pick me up in a limo and take me to where I was going to be doing the show. They'd bring me back. People crowding after the show going, oh, you're wonderful, you're wonderful. And then you come home, and your wife says, could you take out the garbage, please?
Yeah.
And you don't realize, I didn't realize even until my wife a couple of years ago had knee replacement, and needed my attention.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to run the washer and dryer. I still to this day don't know how to pay bills or anything like that. And I look now after 56 years of marriage, and I go, this woman is beyond amazing, and never complained about it.
Have I said with all my heart and soul how I adore you? Well, darling, I'm telling you now, my heart would break in two if I should lose you. I'm no good without you anyhow. Have I told you lately that I love you? Well, darling, I'm telling when I'm sleeping. Every dream that I dream is you somehow.
Have I told you why the nights are long when I'm not with you?
Well, darling, I'm telling you now.
Should lose you.
I'm no good without you anyhow.
Hey, Kevin, do you remember the first time that you told each other you loved each other?
I do. Yeah. It's a funny story. So I was at a recording session. I was at Quad, and Kathy came to bring me my lunch. She actually brought my lunch there. And she pulls it. We've been dating, I'd say, 2 years at this point.
Yeah.
In the parking lot, she hands me a little, you know, bag with a peanut butter jelly sandwich in it, and she wrote me a little note in there and all that stuff. But I hugged her, and I was going to see her that night. We had a date, and I said, "I'll see you tonight. I love you." And it slipped out.
It just
slipped out, and I'd never said it to her before then. Yeah. And I'd said it to countless women, but never,
throngs of women.
It slipped out, and we looked at each other, and I said, "You didn't hear that." And she grinned, and she said, "You said it." And I said, "I did not say it." She said, "You said the L word." It slipped out, and it was almost like it broke the ice, and it took our relationship to a different place. You know, I was so guarded and whatever. And we dated for 3 years, and I'm taking her tonight to our first date, which was Houston's restaurant back then. It's Brick House. So we're going to eat there.
The same place.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
It is.
That's cool. Yeah. I tell Kimberly I love her the most.
You say
I love you the most. I've heard you say that to her. Yeah. You say I love you and you say I love you the most.
I always think it's funny which one says it first.
Yeah. I was going to ask you if she had already said it to you.
She had not. Yeah. She would not. She's a Southern lady and will not.
Yeah.
She wouldn't even call me when we were dating. She refused. I had to call.
Girls don't call boys.
Isn't that something?
In the South. Right. When Russ and I were dating, and I had just come out of a tumultuous teenage romance with the quarterback of the football team. So Russ was a breath of fresh air because he's not
exactly a quarterback. Yeah.
That's right. So we were
it's more of the halftime entertainment.
Exactly. We had gone to a concert that he was doing with this little band, and so we were all crammed in the car and we dropped everybody off, and it's just Russ and I, and he's driving me home, and he was so funny, and I had my head leaned back on the because I was tired. And I was listening to him, and I was laughing. And in the middle of laughing, I went, "I love you." And then I just froze. And he kind of grinned a little bit. And I went in the house. I shut the door. And I remember leaning against the back of the door and going, "Well, I just ruined that. I just ruined this really good friendship and this relationship that, and I just ruined it." And Russ told me later, all the way home, he had his arm out the window going, "She loves me. She loves me."
That's awesome.
That's perfect.
And that's great.
Great story.
You know what? And you got to watch what gets your attention. I had a buddy that just loved football and just watched football all the time. His wife said, "You know what? I think you love football more than you love me." And he waited for a couple seconds and said, "But I love you more than baseball and basketball."
That's a lot.
Daniel, when did you and your wife say "I love you" to each other?
You know, I threw that out pretty early and pretty free. And, you know, it was either, you could call it Christian love or whatever. I just threw out the word a lot. And she refused. Because it was kind of awkward. Uh-oh. I'd say it and she wouldn't. She wouldn't reciprocate. And so I thought, But she still went out with me and stuff. And she did not grow up in this world. And she didn't know this fascination I had about gospel music. But Jubilate. Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, that'll do it.
Bill declared it was midnight.
at about 12:10.
Because He Lives was in the middle of the high point of the course.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Balloons were falling. The pyros were firing.
Yeah.
And she leaned over and it surprised the dickens out of me. She said, I love you. Happy New Year.
Wow.
Are you serious? It's a big deal. We just went to commitment level number.
So Bill takes full credit.
Life can move so fast. We seldom realize. Everything can change right before our eyes, and all that we hold dear can slip away. Don't ever miss the chance to say I love you. Show the ones you love how you feel inside. Cherish every moment while you still have time. We don't always get to say goodbye. So So don't ever miss the chance to say I love you. Unexpected news could take you by surprise, and all you plan to do has passed you by. Don't ever miss the chance to say I love you. Show the ones you love how you feel inside. Cherish every moment while you still have time. We don't always get to say goodbye. So don't ever miss the chance to say
way to end the program today. Jim Brady on Homecoming Radio. Bill?
You know, Gloria and I would have had a perfect marriage had it not been for handling the kids, because if you've got one or two or three or four kids, there's always one who's tougher than the other. And there are times of, you know, a disagreement. And then priorities. Mm-hmm. I mean, why in the world are we doing this? You know, especially, I mean, when the phone is ringing, and people want you to come. You get a call from Alberta, Canada, saying, if you don't come and do this date, people are going to go to hell. You know, wow. Because this city is in such bad shape, and we need you to do it. I mean, that's pretty high guilt, you know.
Yeah.
Finally, you've got to say, saying no might mean that you're saying yes to something higher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very true.
And I think if Christ had not been at the center of our marriage, it just wouldn't have lasted, because you can't agree on everything.
Sage wisdom for relationships in the body of Christ. Hey, thanks for being with us today on Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where we featured on a special edition many of the songs from the Gaither Vocal Band Let Me Be There Love Songs Project. And of course, as always, you can find out more about this program and the music featured at homecomingradio.com. That's homecomingradio.com. And we'll look forward to seeing you once again right here, where all of your friends gather together for Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. See you next time.